All right, easing us into hour one of Jazz Tonight. That's something new from pianist Glenn Zaleski, with Desron Douglas on bass, Craig Weinrib on drums, Waltz for MD from Glenn's CD My Ideal, which came out not too long ago. It's been on the desk here for quite some time, and I kept meaning to get to it, but, well, some things take a little bit longer. Good evening, I'm Rich Tozier. It's Jazz Tonight, a three-hour program that comes your way every Sunday night from 9 to midnight on MPB and radio, and it streams every Friday evening from 8 to 11 on mpbn.net. Tonight, we'll be featuring music from a couple of CDs by saxophonist Tim Warfield. Tim plays the tenor mostly and the soprano, so we'll be hearing a little bit from him. That's coming up in the second hour. We'll also hear from some main artists, including new releases by the Tom Luther Quintet and the Novel Jazz Septet, as well as Brad Terry. Brad has just come out with a book. We'll tell you more about that. And we will hear a little bit of his music in this first hour. So I hope you can stick around. By the way, because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from IBEW, Local 567 LMCC, representing electrical contractors in Maine in partnership with the National Electrical Contractors Association. Maine Antiquarian Booksellers Association, 54 member businesses offering antiquarian, used, and rare books throughout the state, and online at mainebooksellers.org. And Lenny Sharon of Sharon and Milton, with 45 years of experience in criminal defense and family law throughout the tri-state area. Corey Weeds is an alto saxophonist who has his own club in Vancouver and has his own record label. He produces albums by others. This is from his own latest. It's called Condition Blue, a CD dedicated to the music of Jackie McLean. This is Blues in a Jiff, a tune which was written by the pianist Sonny Clark. Corey Weeds. Thank you. Eugenie Jones doing a classic which was originally by James Brown with lyrics by Betty Newsome. It's a man's, man's, man's world. That's from Eugenie's new CD, Come Out Swingin'. We've heard quite a bit from that CD over the past few weeks on Jazz Tonight. I'm very impressed by Eugenie Jones. She's from out of the Northwest. We started off with Corey Weeds, who's also from the Northwest. In fact, he's from Vancouver. That's how Northwest he is. We heard Blues in a Jiff, Corey Weeds on alto with Mike LaDunn on the Hammond B3, Peter Bernstein on guitar, Joe Farnsworth on drums from a tribute album to Jackie McLean, Condition Blue. And right in the middle of that set, guitarist Dave Stryker sidesteppin', messin' with Mr. T. For many years, Dave Stryker was with the saxophonist Stanley Turrentine. The saxophonist on that particular track, though, was Steve Slagle, and it was Sidesteppin'. We are coming up in the second hour with music of saxophonist Tim Warfield. We'll hear some things from the past couple of CDs by him. And just a very short moment, we'll hear a set of main artists, the Novel Jazz Septet, the Tom Luther Quintet, and also Brad Terry. This is MPBN Radio, but MPBN Television, which we are connected with, provides a quality mix of relevant, informative, and trusted news, cultural, and children's programs, and that's just our main primary HD channel. We also have two additional digital channels, World and Create. World explores our world through programs like the NewsHour, Nova, and many others. Create includes many of the best-known cooking, carpentry, travel, gardening, painting, and craft programs. Both The World and Create are available over the air and on many of Maine's cable companies' digital tiers. If you'd like more information about World or Create, including how to find them, see your Experience member guide, the monthly guide. Visit mpbn.net and click on television, or you can just give us a call, give MPBN Audience Services a call. And those three channels offer a lot of variety in programming, the mainstream channel and Create and The World. Well, the Novel Jazz Septet, which is directed by trombonist Barney Balch, is dedicated to keeping the spotlight on the music of Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, and they've been doing a pretty good job at it. They'd like to bring out some lesser-known tunes by those two composers. Barney has gone down to D.C. quite frequently and checked out Ellington's manuscripts, Ellington's sheet music in the Smithsonian. And every CD they come out with, he puts his efforts to good show here. We're going to hear an Ellington tune, Sneebor, the Novel Jazz Septet from their new CD, Novel and Novel.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. That's Brad Terry on the clarinet with Larry Garland on piano, recorded in performance in Brunswick back in 2006. Brad Terry, one of the great natural resources of this state. If you are visiting this summer and you have not had a chance to hear Brad Terry, he certainly is one of the greatest musicians we have in this state, and I don't think I'm exaggerating at all. He's just come out with a book of his recollections. It's called I Feel More Like I Do Now Than I Did Yesterday, a collection of remembered stories. And Brad's book, I've read part of it already, and it's good, entertaining, lively, and informative. Very soulful as well. Brad Terry, he's just come out with this book, and he will be doing a book signing at the Bath Library this coming Tuesday. That's June 30th at 6 o'clock if you want to check that out. The name of the book, I Feel More Like I Do Now Than I Did Yesterday, Brad Terry at the Bath Library this coming Tuesday, June 30th. You can also get that book on lulu.com. Well, Brad Terry, great player, also a great whistler as well. He was joined by Larry Garland, and Larry Garland performs over in New Hampshire. He's based in the Portsmouth area and performs regularly at the Press Room in Portsmouth every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 3 and every Tuesday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. Larry Garland conducts a jazz jam. You're welcome to sit in and play, and just go and listen. Right before that, we heard Tom Luther, the Tom Luther Quintet, from his new CD, Necessity, which, by the way, was recorded right here in our studios a while back. And the CD has just hit the streets not too long ago. Tom Luther, pianist, composer, with Gideon Forbes on the saxophones, alto and tenor, Mike Whitehead on trumpet and flugelhorn, Dwayne Edwards on bass, Jacob Forbes on drums. And we started off with other main talent, the Novel Jazz Septet, with Barney Balch playing the trombone. We heard Sneebor, an Ellington Strayhorn tune. Barney plays tenor and alto trombones, David Clark on guitar, Mickey Felder on piano, Brian Jones on alto, Mark Maxud on drums, Herb Main on bass, and Mike Mitchell on trumpet. That's from the group's new CD, Novel and Novel, the Novel Jazz Septet, More Unearthed Treasures by Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington. I don't have the schedule, or their schedule, right in front of me, but they're very busy this summer. And you might want to check them out. The Novel Jazz Septet. They are playing around. They do a lot of work on the Mid-Coast area, but sometimes they go a little farther downstate and upstate as well. This is a good time to mention just a few of the jazz events going on around the state beside the aforementioned. Coming up this coming Monday at the Palermo Community Library in Palermo, Maine, a summer jazz concert series and music workshop will take place. The workshop, A History of Jazz, presented by the Jesse Feinberg Project, will take place at 5:30 p.m. on Monday, followed by a concert by the Jesse Feinberg Project. That's at 6:30 in Palermo, which is on the road between Belfast and Augusta on Route 3. Jesse Feinberg, by the way, plays piano. Dwayne Edwards on bass, who is with the Tom Luther Quintet. I should know that, right? Anyway, they'll be performing May Keat on drums, the Jesse Feinberg Project. For more information about that, you can call the Palermo Community Library at 993-6088. Yes, I do have a an event here by the Novel Jazz Septet coming up. This is in July. On Tuesday, July 7th, the group will be performing at the Center Street Congregational Church. That's located in Machias on 9 Center Street, the Novel Jazz Septet playing Ellington and Strayhorn. Coming up on Sunday, this is a little bit ahead, but it will be here before we know it, at the G. Watson Gallery. Pianist Dan Tepfer will be performing in Stonington. That gets underway at 7:30. He'll be joined by vocalist Joanna Walfish. And if you want to make a note of that, you can call them at 367-2900, the G. Watson Gallery in Stonington. Speaking of Stonington, the 15th Annual Deer Isle Jazz Festival will take place at the end of July, Friday, July 31st, and Saturday, August 1st, at the Stonington Opera House. The 15th Annual Deer Isle Jazz Festival gets underway at 7 o'clock on both nights. On Friday, that is the 31st, clarinetist Evan Christopher with bassist Don Vappi will be performing Creole jazz and new takes on traditional New Orleans classics. And on Saturday, that's Saturday, August 1st, pianist Jerry Allen will be performing. That's at the Stonington Opera House. Looking ahead 1 week back to the G. Watson Gallery down the street from the, I hope I'm not confusing you with these events in Stonington, but there's a lot of activity going on there, not just jazz all summer, but the G. Watson Gallery on August 7th, which is a Friday, will host Karen Allison, vocals and piano. That's as far ahead as I dare get without losing track of time, but if you know of any jazz events, please send me an email at rtozier@mpbn.net and post them on our website at mpbn.net on the community calendar. That's the best place because everybody sees them there in case they miss the program. Well, we have time for just one more in this hour before we make room for the next hour, in which we'll be featuring saxophonist Tim Warfield. We'll go out with Pearl Django from their new CD, Time Flies. This is called Grisology, and I think it may refer to David Grisman. Pearl Django. Thank you. That's the latest from Pearl Django, a quintet which is an offshoot of the type of music that Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli pioneered back in the 30s, but that's very modern. Rick LaPannon on bass, Michael Gray on violin, Troy Chapman on guitar, as well as Ryan Hoffman, and David Lang on accordion from the CD Time Flies, Pearl Django. Time does fly. So much music, so little time. I'm Rich Tozier, and we are just a little more than one-third of the way through this evening's proceedings on Jazz Tonight. Almost two more to go, two more hours. I hope you'll join me as we listen in the next hour to saxophonist Tim Warfield. And after that, we have a lot more music to pick up on.
We're celebrating the power of music all this month here on MPBN Radio, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Verrill Dana, and listeners like you. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
Music began to play a therapeutic role in my life several years ago. I was hospitalized in 2011 with a life-threatening brain injury and urged by my doctors to begin playing music to help reshape damaged neural networks. As part of cognitive therapy, I taught myself to play Ode to Joy on harmonica. Beethoven's Ode to Joy is an example of music I've appreciated going back to childhood and recently incorporated that great music into a college commencement speech. I now play drums, harmonica, and bits of other instruments. As a novice drummer, I'm moved by some of the great rock and roll anthems of our times. I love Dire Straits and Mark Knopfler. It's great therapy for me to drum along with an epic song like Telegraph Road. And about 9 minutes into Telegraph Road, Mark Knopfler unleashes one of the great rock and roll guitar riffs of all time. In my mind, I'm his drummer. So I've appreciated music and I've listened to music my whole life, but music really has changed its meaning to me from a therapeutic perspective. And it's clear there's plenty of evidence now, I think, that playing music has a therapeutic impact on certain parts of your brain. I'm David Shaw, a Maine-based social and business entrepreneur. That's music that moves me.
MPBN Radio's Music That Moves Me contributions are archived at mpbn.net, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mpbn.net for all the details.
Because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from Jonathan Zagunkwit, presenting Leon Russell, Otmar Liebert, and Tuck and Patty. Learn more at jonathansagunkwit.com. These are the listener-supported stations of MPBN, WMEA Portland 90.1, WMEH Bangor 90.9, WMEW Waterville 91.3, WMED Calais 89.7, WMEM Presque Isle 106.1, WMEF Fort Kent 106.5, and WMEP Camden 90.5, as well as on the web all over this planet at mpbn.net.
Thank you.
Tim Warfield on the tenor saxophone from his CD Inspire Me. Tim has been regularly churning out his accomplished sound for well over two decades now. He's one of those stalwarts of the music who always seem to be what Downbeat magazine calls talent deserving of wider recognition. In this hour of Jazz Tonight, we'll be spending some time listening to Tim Warfield and giving him some of the recognition which he so richly deserves. The music we'll hear will come from a couple of recent CDs. As I mentioned, we just heard that one from Inspire Me. It was called Monkey See, Monkey Do. It was produced by another saxophonist, Herb Harris, who every now and then sends us a CD from his production. And Harris himself turns up on this session. He's a saxophonist as well, and he does some vocals on this set. The other CD tonight is just out. It's on the fine, very fine independent jazz label Crisscross. It's called Spherical, and it's dedicated to Thelonious Sphere Monk. This is Tim Warfield's take on an underrated Monk tune, Ugly Beauty. Tim Warfield. Oh, by the way, let me just mention some of the personnel here, give everybody their credit as they deserve from that first track. We heard Antoine Dry playing the trumpet. Excellent solo from him. Kevin Hayes on piano, Greg Williams on bass, Rodney Green on drums, backing up Tim Warfield on the tenor, who, by the way, made his significant debut as one of the Tough Young Tenors, a CD that came out in the early 1990s. On the Crisscross set, the album devoted to the music of Thelonious Sphere Monk, Tim Warfield is joined by Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Orrin Evans on piano, Ben Wolfe on bass, Clarence Penn on drums. Tim also plays the soprano on that set. From Spherical, we'll hear Ugly Beauty, Thelonious Monk's tune. Thank you.
Thank you.
Saxophonist Tim Warfield playing music of Thelonious Monk, another lesser-known composition, Gallop's Gallop. Tim Warfield on the tenor saxophone, Orrin Evans on piano, Ben Wolfe on bass, Clarence Penn on drums. Eddie Henderson, the trumpeter, was also involved in that date, which was recorded in October of last year, and it came out not too long ago on the Crisscross label. It's called Spherical, dedicated to the music of Thelonious Monk. We're listening to Tim Warfield tonight, the saxophonist on Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. Hope you are enjoying Mr. Warfield. He also plays the soprano saxophone, and we heard him on that in Ugly Beauty, which started off that set with the same people I just mentioned. Right in the middle of that, from a session produced by Herb Harris, we heard a Herb Harris tune, NY Days, NY Nights. That's New York Days and New York Nights, of course, but Nights starts with a K, from the CD Inspire Me. And some of the other folks involved in that were Anthony Dry on trumpet, Kevin Hayes on piano, Greg Williams on bass, Rodney Green on drums, along with Harris himself playing the saxophone, joining Tim in that track. We'll hear the next one from that Inspire Me date, A Tinge of the Melancholy, and we'll hear Herb Harris doing the vocals on this one. Herb Harris is the leader of the state.
But what of it then, this mood that I'm in, that tends to lead me to folly? The colors I see, could they possibly be a tinge of the melancholy? These dark brown hues, burnt oranges, blues, this symphony played in the minor. The colors I see, could they possibly be the work of some master designer? But from whence have they come? What do they mean? What are they meant to convey? To whom do I turn? Just how do I change my skies from gray to gay? Ah, just the thing, 'tis of thee that I sing, of lavender, navy, and yellow. The colors I see are a portrait of thee, and warm my heart like the day glow, paint my skies like a rainbow. Possibly be a tinge of the melancholy. These dark brown hues, burnt oranges, blues, this symphony played in the minor. The colors I see, could they possibly be a tinge of the melancholy? colors I see, could they possibly be the work of some master designer? But from whence have they come? What do they mean? What are they meant to convey? To whom do I turn? Just how do I change my skies from gray to gay? Just the thing, 'tis of thee that I sing. Lavender, navy, and yellow, colors I see are a portrait of thee, and warm my heart like the day glow, paint my skies like a rainbow. Thank you.
That's Tim Warfield and the title track from Inspire Me. Tim Warfield on the tenor saxophone. And he was joined on that track by Herb Harris, the producer of that date. Antoine Dry on trumpet, Kevin Hayes on piano, Greg Williams on bass, Rodney Green on drums. Just before that, we heard Round Midnight from Tim's Spherical session with Orrin Evans on piano, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Ben Wolfe on bass, Clarence Penn on drums. And we started off with A Tinge of the Melancholy from Inspire Me, Herb Harris doing the vocals on that track. That's going to be about all we hear from Tim Warfield tonight on Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. Hope you appreciated him. Certainly we'll hear a lot more from him as time goes along. Tim Warfield, who has a really good voice on the saxophone. We have another hour of jazz to go, and we'll try to squeeze in as much as we can. So I hope you can stick around.
We're celebrating the power of music all this month here on MPBN Radio, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Verrill Dana, and listeners like you. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
It all started with Motown. The Temptations, Supremes, Four Tops, Marvin Gaye, Isley Brothers, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and Stevie. It was the 70s. My parents had this really cool reel-to-reel system with these huge speakers that were like pieces of furniture. And a big chunk of my childhood was spent lying on my back in our family room with these really bulky headphones. This is where I fell in love with Stevie Wonder. His lyrics were, to me, so poetic and pictorial. Musical daydreams to his songs, little visual vignettes that would play out in my mind, with Stevie serving as the leading man, of course. And it was his album, Songs in the Key of Life, that really captured me. I learned every word to every song, and I listened to it and sang with it over and over and over again. It remains the most influential collection of music of my entire life. And it all came full circle last November when my sister and I saw Stevie in Boston. And he performed the entirety of Songs in the Key of Life. I think I might have levitated that night. Every song selection on the album holds meaning for me, but the song called I Wish is a standout. To this day, it's impossible for me to hear it without singing really loudly. It's funky, groovy, soulful, and so me. My name is Susan Tremblay. I live in Portland, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of MPBN Radio's Music That Moves Me contributions are archived at mpbn.net, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mpbn.net for all the details.
And these are the listener-supported stations of MPBN WMEH Bangor 90.9, WMEA Portland 90.1, WMEP Camden 90.5, WMEM Presque Isle 106.1, WMED Calais 89.7, WMEW Waterville 91.3, and WMEF Fort Kent 106.5.
Turn out. stars. Turn out the stars. Let eternal darkness hide me. If I can't have you beside me, put out their fires. Their endless splendor only reminds me of your tenderness. Stop the ocean's roar. Don't let the rivers run. Let me hear no more the wondrous music of a skylark in the sun. Let it be done. Turn out the stars, turn out the stars, shut off their light. Stop every comet in its magic lonely flight. Let there be night. Turn out the stars.
Allison from her CD, Round Midnight. Nice work from her. She always does a great job. She's coming to Maine. She's coming on Friday, August 7th. She'll be at the G. Watson Gallery in Stonington, and that'll get underway at 7:30. That's Friday, August 7th. So you might want to check that out, mark it down in your calendar if you can. That gets us into the third hour of Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. We'll try to work in as much music as we can in the time that we have left. Here are the jazz professors, or the jazz stars, rather. The jazz professors. Let me get this right here. Anyway, the music, when the lights are low. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the Gary McFarland Legacy Ensemble from a CD which just came our way, compositions by the late Gary McFarland, who passed away in the early 1970s. I don't even know if he had reached the age of 40 yet, but he certainly was getting some acclaim as a composer and an arranger. Anyway, the Gary McFarland Legacy Ensemble consists of some real sharp players: Joe Locke on vibes, Sherelle Cassidy on the saxophone, Mike Lawrence on bass, Michael Benedict is the drummer, and the pianist did the arrangements, and that was Bruce Barth. Bruce Barth, by the way, is also coming to Stonington. He'll be at G. Watson Gallery on August 21st, Friday evening. More about that as the time approaches. We started off that set with the Jazz Professors with Michael Philip Mossman playing trumpet. We heard When Lights Are Low from a CD called En Plein Air. The Jazz Professors play Monet, if you will. Anyway, they weren't playing Monet on that track, but we did hear a nice version of When Lights Are Low. Jeff Rupert on the tenor, Michael Wilson on trombone, Per Danielson on piano, Bobby Kölber on guitar, Richard Drexler on bass, Marty Morell on drums. The Jazz Professors. And right in the middle of that, we heard a track, the title track from Maria Schneider's latest opus, the Maria Schneider Orchestra, the Thompson Fields, which featured Frank Kimbrough on piano, Lage Lund on guitar. We'll be hearing a lot more from that. It just came out, one of the ever so seldom appearances by Maria Schneider and her orchestra with its great arrangements and compositions. She plays around New York fairly frequently, but doesn't really make enough CDs to satisfy some ears. You're listening to Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. Most of us would agree that the programming on MPBN television is well worth watching. Unfortunately, we can't always watch exactly when a specific program is scheduled. If you're online, though, that issue can be solved. You can watch many of your favorite MPBN television programs on demand. Full programs, new and old, clips or previews, it's up to you. Productions from both PBS and MPBN. The MPBN video player is online at mpbn.net. Click on television or on demand and then video on demand. And if you have a Roku box, there's a PBS video app in the Roku video store that also has all your favorite PBS and MPBN television programs. We hope you'll take advantage of that. Well, we just got in. It's been a really nice spring and early summer for new releases. We got this in just the other day. George Freeman and Chico Freeman, all in the family. George Freeman, a guitarist, and Chico Freeman, a saxophonist. The Freeman family has provided the Chicago area with some really great musicians. The late Vaughn Freeman was Chico's father. They've gotten together, and they've put out this CD, All in the Family. George Freeman on guitar, Chico Freeman on the saxophone. We'll hear a tune written by Chico, Latina Bonita. Thank you. pianist Noah Haidu and his trio with a Joe Henderson tune, Serenity. Ariel de la Portilla on bass, McClenty Hunter on drums. Just before that, something brand new from the Wayne Wallace Latin Jazz Quintet. Wallace plays the trombone. We heard Algo Bueno from Intercambio. Just came out on the Patois label. We start off with George Freeman and Chico Freeman, uncle and nephew, on guitar and tenor saxophone, respectively, and Latina Bonita from All in the Family.
We're celebrating the power of music all this month here on MPBN Radio, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Verrill Dana, and listeners like you. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
I love all kinds of music, but I'm particularly fond of jazz. The particular cut on a particular record was called Red Top. When I was very young, my bedroom was right beside the living room. In the evening, after I was put to bed, I knew that my father was sitting in the big green chair with a Camel and a scotch. When I heard Errol Garner start up on the phonograph in the next room, I knew that everything was okay. Errol Garner played great big chords. He sounded like three people playing the piano. Garner is famous for, grunting. So he would make these little, that was nice, and, in the background. Wouldn't it have been wonderful to be in New York after the war? I was born about 40 years too late. Mother said, we had a lot of fun in those years. We never spent any money, but we had a lot of fun. I'm Carol Ward. I'm from Falmouth, Maine. I'm a retired obstetrician, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of MPBN Radio's Music That Moves Me contributions are archived at mpbn.net, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mpbn.net for all the details.
Well, we have a little bit of time left, and appropriately we'll go out with Errol Garner. Errol Garner recorded at Purdue University with Eddie Calhoun on bass, Kelly Martin on drums, his great trio. I'm Rich Tozier. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed what you heard tonight. I hope you can come back next week. Next week we'll be hearing a performance recorded in the Bangor studio by a trio known as Pig Bee, Gideon and Jacob Forbes. The brothers, the twins on sax and drums, respectively, joined by guitarist Peter Herman. I hope you can join me then. We'll catch you later. We'll go out with, as I mentioned, Errol Garner and These Foolish Things Remind Me of You.